USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky.
I think I'd have a very good relationship with President Putin.
President Trump preps for his meeting with Russian President Putin in Helsinki, Finland. The president making that comment during a news conference with British Prime Minister Theresa May.
But I go in with low expectations. I'm not going with high expectations.
Then in Scotland, ahead of the summit, President Trump sitting down for an interview with the CBS Evening News.
I can't tell you what's going to happen, but I can tell you what I'll be asking for, and we'll see if something comes of it.
On Friday, the Justice Department indicting 12 Russians. The president's reaction?
This was during the Obama administration. They were doing whatever it was during the Obama administration, and I heard that they were trying, or people were trying, to hack into the RNC, too, the Republican National Committee, but we had much better defenses. I'd been told that by a number of people. We had much better defenses, so they couldn't.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
We all know that in the world of firefighting, it is a difficult job, is a dangerous job.
Fire crews still busy battling a wildfire in California's Sierra Nevada National Forest as they mourn a fellow firefighter, his name Brandon Varney. He's killed on the job when the bulldozer he was operating rolls over. California Fire Unit Chief Nancy Corprich describes Varney as a dedicated second-generation firefighter.
This certainly is going to be devastating to his family and those of us that call him family here.
California Fire spokesperson Ann Grandy says Varney's death comes as crews fighting the fire in especially difficult terrain.
It puts a heaviness and an awareness of just how fragile everything is.
Fire crews remain on scene trying to extinguish the blaze.
We had some thunder cells in the area, which create a lot of wind, and you have canyons that accelerates wind.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An amazing tale of survival out of the Pacific Northwest. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
An Oregon woman recovering after spending 7 days at the bottom of a cliff on the Northern California coast as Angela Hernandez was driving from Portland to Southern California when her SUV ran off the highway, plunging down a cliff in Big Sur. Rescue crews found her on Friday after two hikers saw the wreckage and called 911. The Monterey County Sheriff's Office says Hernandez injured her shoulder but was able to walk and talk. They say she'd used her radiator hose to siphon water from a nearby creek. Hernandez was pulled up by ropes and taken to a hospital where she's expected to recover.
A big turnout in San Diego for one of the most colorful parades of the year. Here's USA's Rick Vincent.
Hundreds of thousands of spectators lined San Diego's Normal Street to watch the city's Pride Parade. The annual event is one of the West Coast's largest Pride events, attracting participants from all over the nation. Jonathan Villegas says he brought his 2-year-old daughter to celebrate diversity.
The world's a big place and we're all similar and we all need to be proud of that and celebrate that. She should learn that.
This year's theme is to persist with pride. It's a call to stick together, to hold on to progress toward acceptance and equal rights, and to keep pushing forward.
I'm 74. I've been out and gay since 14, but I had to hide it for the first 60 years of my life.
That's Lynn Maynard, who traveled from Columbus, Ohio with her partner Karen to enjoy the San Diego Pride.
You're listening to